Do any of you have nicknames? A name maybe that someone calls you at home, but nowhere else? Or do you know anyone who has a nickname? Now, my name is Virginia, but most people call me Ginny, except at Tech, where I'm called Grandma by everyone, and I'm called Grandma by a few people here as well. Thomas is the person we're going to be thinking about today, and Thomas has a couple different nicknames. One of them always made me laugh whenever I heard it. He was called Didymus. Just say that, Didymus. Does it make you want to laugh? Well, it means twin. Thomas, the twin. That name, Didymus, comes from an old translation of the Bible. And what we read now says Thomas, the twin. We don't know why. Did he have an identical twin brother that looked just like him? Maybe he looked like someone else. Thomas has another unfortunate nickname. He's sometimes called Doubting Thomas. And I'm going to try to make you see why we should not call him that by what he did. The day after Jesus resurrected, rose from the dead, the disciples were hiding. You know why they were hiding? I think they were scared. Here was their best friend that they'd been with for 3 years, listening to his stories, following him, eating with him, being in a boat with him, seeing what he could do. He did tell them that he would be killed, but they didn't believe him. In fact, we don't know very much about Thomas, but one of the things Thomas said to Jesus is, well, if you're going to die, let us go and die with you. Another thing Thomas said was, how can we follow you? We don't know the way. Well, they didn't want to see Jesus die because crucifixion is a terrible, terrible way to die. And here was their best friend, whom they called teacher, being killed. So they left. They ran away. They were afraid they would be killed too. At least that's what I think. So they hid. They hid in a room in a house, and the doors were locked. And all of a sudden, Jesus was there with them. But Thomas wasn't. There were just 10 of them. And Jesus said, yes, I'm here. Look at my hands. They have holes in them from where the nails went in. Look at my side. There's a big gash. Remember, he was struck with a sword, not a little tiny knife, but a great big sword. He probably had a great big hole in his side. Well, the disciples were so amazed. They were amazed that Jesus didn't say, why did you run away? Why didn't you stay with me? You know what he said to them? Peace be with you. Peace of the Lord. Have you ever heard that before? I think we hear it every Sunday. Reverend Beth said, peace of the Lord be with you. And we say, and also with you. And then, well, you don't run down to see your parents anymore because you're too old for that, you choir members. But you walk down and maybe your mom and dad give you a hug, or they just smile at you or clap, smack your hand and say, peace be with you. And that's what Jesus said to them. He didn't scold them. He didn't say, why are you hiding? He knew. And then he disappeared again. Didn't open the door and walk out. He just disappeared. But Thomas wasn't with them. So the disciples were so excited. They ran around and found Thomas and said, guess what? Jesus is alive. We've seen him. Thomas doubted. Have you ever played a card game, I Doubt It, where someone holds up a couple cards and you have to either believe them or not believe them? Doubting. So that's Thomas's nickname that I want to forget, Doubting Thomas. A week later, Thomas was with the 10 disciples. There were 11 of them then, and in the locked room, in the house, and all of a sudden, there was Jesus again. Thomas was surprised because he had said, I won't believe it until I can see him put my finger in those holes in his hand. See that big gash in his side. Jesus said, Thomas, here I am. Thomas fell to his knees, maybe fell flat on his face, we don't know. And he said, my Lord and my God. I don't know if anyone had ever called Jesus God before. Thomas did. And in a few weeks, when we have Trinity Sunday, Reverend Beth is going to tell you all about how we can call Jesus God, but I won't go into that today. So Thomas believed, and I think we should call him Believing Thomas. Do you agree with that? Believing Thomas. And Jesus said to him, it's wonderful that you believe in me, Thomas, now that you've seen me, but even more blessed are the people who believe in me, who haven't seen me. Like all of us here, we haven't seen Jesus alive, walking among us, but we believe in Jesus. And if anyone ever says to you, if you say, oh, I doubt it, not playing the card game, but if someone tells you something and you say, oh, I don't believe that, or I doubt it, then you can, or someone says that to you, you can say, I'm not a doubting Thomas. I'm a believing Thomas. And then you don't have to say this out loud because you'd probably be embarrassed to say it, but you can say in your head, I believe in my Lord and my God. Amen.